If you're like me, you've always wanted diamond stud earrings, but the price and the fear of losing them has stopped you. Last Valentine's Day, this deal was so hot, it sold out midweek. Earrings for only $79. These earrings are made by Eden Pure's sister company, Lindenwold Fine Jewelers. This offer is only good for this week, and shipping is guaranteed before Mother's Day. Go to diamondxl.com and save $120 with code word Howie Diamond. Shipping is free.
Strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
The Democratic bench is thinner than Chris Wallace's demo reel from CNN Plus.
Boom. Roasted.
A lot of the solutions that are coming from the left are unreliable, whether it's solar panels or windmills. I mean, look at CNN Plus, how much money they invested in wind power by hiring Chris Wallace.
Oh, it's funny because it's true.
Live from the Matthews Brothers studio.
Both surprised and disappointed because those types of things really are the purview of the CDC. This is a public health issue.
Was on our turf.
And for a court to come in, and if you look at the rationale for that, it really is not particularly firm. And we are concerned about that, about courts getting involved in things that are unequivocally public health decisions. I mean, this is a CDC issue.
I am king, king, king. No.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Happy Earth Day. It's also either Vladimir Lenin's or Karl Marx's birthday. Just a coincidence. I forget which one of them it's his birthday, but it is. And every year I like to go back and look over the predictions and see where the people are who made the predictions. Believe it or not, Dr. Paul Ehrlich, who made some of the most apocalyptic calls about what was going to happen, he's still around. He's still around at the age of 89. I looked him up today. I had thought that he had perished in the great smog disasters in L.A. and New York in 1973, which he predicted back in 1970. I'm personally lucky to be alive. I was in New York and Los Angeles both in 1973, and I got out of both cities just before the smog disasters. He predicted 200,000 people. He predicted we're going to die in the smog disasters. Thank goodness I'm not one of them. We'll talk more about Earth Day as we go through the day. I just had to mention Paul's 90th birthday is coming up next month. Happy birthday, Doctor. He's avoided all the famines, the running out of petroleum, the ice age, the climate emergency, the existential crises that faces our planet, and the hot air from John Kerry, the climate czar. All right, 844-500-4242. Speaking of hot air, though, I really want to start out here today with Dr. Fauci. You know, how can we miss him when he won't go away, as they say? This guy, he's got to give it up. You know, he said a few months back that he was the science. I am the science. Now, in addition to being the science, he is the law. Basically, that's what he said yesterday. This is probably the greatest moment in CNN Plus's 30 days of broadcasting glory. He gave an interview to this overweight woman. I never heard of her, but she came over from MSNBC, they say, and he basically said that the CDC has control of everything. You know, what made me think about this is there used to be a mayor of Jersey City, New Jersey. His name was Frank Haig. He used to stay down here in Florida where my father and my uncle worked, and they knew him, and he had a saying. As the boss of Jersey City, and I guess he pretty much ran the whole county. I think it was Hudson County. I am the law. And everybody thought, you know, he's been dead for like 65 years. He's very, very few people even remember Boss Haig. But now we have a new Boss Haig, only it's Boss Fauci. Boss Fauci is the law. Just ask him. I mean, it's not up to judges to decide, you know, what's going to go down. It's not up to the legislature to decide. It's not up to the chief executive to issue executive orders. It's up to pencil sharpeners and paper pushers and bureaucrats who wedged their snout into the trough back during the Lyndon Baines Johnson administration because they didn't want to go to Vietnam. He thinks he should make the policies. I'm going to play some cuts, but I just want to make sure that we have this one cut. I'm going to read it to you. We are concerned about that, about courts getting involved in things that are unequivocally public health decisions. Speaking of old timers, does anyone remember the name General Douglas MacArthur? He wanted to overrule President Truman on the Korean War, and he was fired because we had civilian control of the military. But basically General MacArthur, he was concerned about civilian authority getting involved in things that are unequivocally military decisions. In this case, whether they were going to go after the Red Chinese. You know, how about the police? Why do we have civilian control of the police? Why should courts be getting involved in things that are unequivocally law enforcement decisions? You know, I mean, can you imagine a police commissioner saying something like this, or a general saying something like this? But Fauci says, and everybody at all the Democrat operatives with press passages, you know, they that's good stuff. Why are they interfering in you? You know, it's over, okay? Doc, St. Anthony, it's over. They tried a trial balloon this week, the deep state. They said, can we put these, can we just, you know, just for the midterms in case things really get out of control, and they already are out of control for the Democrats, we're just going to keep a trial balloon in there for, you know, to see if we can bring back the mask mandate. So as the experiment, we're going to use Philadelphia. Very woke place. They got a Soros district attorney. Crime is totally out of control. Got a lot of beautiful people living in the suburbs. So they figured that'd be a perfect place. If any place they could keep the mask mandate going, it would be Philadelphia. Guess what? It's gone. It lasted 4 days. It lasted less time than CNN Plus. It's gone. Fauci doesn't understand this. He's out there giving all these interviews to all of his acolytes in the mainstream media, and they, you know, telling them that we still have to do this. Let's see here. Okay, play cut three, Jared.
Both surprised and disappointed, because those types of things really are the purview of the CDC. This is a public health issue, and for a court to come in, and if you look at the rationale for that, it really is not particularly firm. And we are concerned about that, about courts getting involved in things that are unequivocally public health decisions. I mean, this is a CDC issue. It should not have been a court issue. So we're hoping that the inevitable increase in cases which we're seeing are not going to be associated with an increase in hospitalizations. So all of these dynamic things going on at the same time, it was perfectly logical for the CDC to say, wait a minute, we were planning on ending this mandate on a certain date. Let's wait.
Oh, really? I remember that certain date. It was in March of 2020, wasn't it? 15 days to flatten the curve. Why wouldn't we believe him now? This decision to go after the Red Chinese was in the purview of the general of the Pacific Forces for the United Nations. What the hell? He doesn't think that he doesn't have any oversight? Is the CDC mentioned in the U.S. Constitution? I don't think so. I don't think there's any amendments in the Constitution about the CDC giving bureaucrats unbridled power. Remember that thing, the fake Indian setup with the banking? They were going to operate outside of Congress, and the Supreme Court ruled no. If it's a line agency of the federal government, the Congress has control of its purse strings, and it's administered by the executive branch. They're not an autonomous body. I mean, as much as he wants it to be an autonomous body, it's not. Nobody elected you, Fauci, okay? 844-500-4242. Cut four, please.
But does the CDC, with all respect, have any power anymore if one judge can say no
one
thanks
judge.
To its mandates?
Well, that's what we're worried about, Bob. We're worried about a precedent that would be a dangerous precedent. The CDC has the capability, through a large number of trained epidemiologists and scientists, to be able to make projections and make recommendations.
None of which are right. None of which come anywhere near to being truthful. A precedent. We're very worried about this precedent of following the law, following the Constitution. I mean, who the hell is this guy kidding? This is... He said a lot of obnoxious things, but this is right up there with among the worst things he's ever said in terms of obnoxiousness. Could you play the beginning of that again? One, just a little bit of it.
But does the CDC, with all respect, have any power?
Oh, hold on. I know what I wanted to say. When one judge can do this, remember when one judge would stop Trump from doing something? Like, I don't know, building the wall to keep out fentanyl and millions of illegal alien violent criminals and welfare dependents. One judge could stop that. Remember when they were trying to stop the foreigners from coming in from the countries that had large terrorist populations? One judge in Hawaii stopped that. And it was great. It was the victory of democracy. That's the way the founding fathers set it up. Now it goes against them, and it's totally 180 degree turn. It's the worst thing that ever happened. One judge can do this. Can you believe? Can stop Anthony Fauci, who's had such great success, first with AIDS and then with COVID. 844-500-4242. That's the number. We can talk about Fauci for a while today. I don't want to talk about him all day, but this is just so obnoxious what he's been up to. To all my listeners with an IRA or 401k, this is an urgent warning. The world is on fire, and you need to protect your retirement savings. If you have more than $50,000 in a 401k or IRA or any other retirement savings, your money could be at risk. I protect my savings with physical gold and silver, and you should think about precious metals as well to protect your retirement in this chaotic environment. With the foreign wars, spiraling inflation, interest rate hikes, proposed tax increases, spiraling national debt, etc. The Democrats' only plan is to print more money. How's that one been working out for you? At the supermarket, at the gas station, at Home Depot. Whenever the world looks like this, people turn to gold. It's a historical fact, and it's happening again. It's time to diversify. That means precious metals. You need to learn how to protect your life savings with physical gold and silver, as I do. Visit goldco.com/Howie Carr to receive your no-obligation Biden inflation report. That's goldco.com/Howie Carr, and the IRA experts at Goldco will give you up to $10,000 in free silver when you open a qualifying account. Go to goldco.com/Howie Carr. The experts at Goldco have helped thousands of Americans own gold and silver in their retirement savings to protect against inflation and tax hikes. They helped me, and now they can help you too. That's goldco.com/Howie Carr. I'm Howie Carr.
He's very popular. The sportos, motorheads, geeks, bloods, wastoids, dweebies, they all adore him. They think he's a righteous dude.
He's Howie Carr.
This hour of the Howie Carr Show is brought to you in part by Alma Gaucha, prime Brazilian steakhouse in South Boston. For prime meats and refreshing cocktails, you need to visit Alma Gaucha. Learn more at almagauchausa.com.
Oh. And now, back to the cheap bastard from up north.
Maine, where he's from?
Around Portland, I think. And like most real Yankees, he knows how to nurse a dollar.
He's Howie Carr.
Text me. He says, I don't know why, but these Fauci cuts are really making me angry today. That makes two of us, 508. That's why I wanted to lead with them. This was, you know, a new depth that he's descended to. I didn't even play one. I got one more to play later on about it. He's talking about what a great public servant he is. With all due respect, octogenarian doctor, it's not your job to tell us what a great public servant you are. It's someone else's job to tell you that you're a great public servant. Anyway, today's poll question is brought to you by Lindenwold Fine Jewelers. You can get a stunning one-carat diamond alternative pair of earrings for just $79. This offer is only good for this week, and shipping is guaranteed before Mother's Day. Go to diamondxl.com and save $120 with code word Howie Diamond. Shipping is free. You know, I don't always get my predictions correct, but yesterday the poll question was, do you think Kevin McCarthy really wanted Trump to resign on January 6th? And that's the New York Times was reporting that. I said, in this case, I'm going to believe the New York Times. And it just, you know, last night they went on, the New York Times reporters went on MSNBC. They actually had the tape. A conversation with Liz Cheney. She says she didn't leak it, so it must have been one of her staffers. So he did say that Trump should resign, and he also said that he thought that some of the firebrands in the Republican caucus, I assume he means people like Matt Gaetz and Marjorie Taylor Greene, should have their Twitter accounts shut down. This is a guy who's been railing against Twitter for taking away President Trump's account. So. He's busted. He lied. And, you know, they're mixed reports. And the most recent reports I've seen are that he called Trump last night down here in Florida and begged for forgiveness and, you know, threw himself at the mercy of Trump. And maybe Trump is going to let him survive because it's up to Trump, basically. So that's our poll question today. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will Kevin McCarthy still be the next House Speaker?
I didn't think so at first, but now I'm thinking yes, he will be.
70% say no.
Really? Okay. Again, I don't know. This is another one that this could go either way, you know. And Trump's been known to, you know, originally. You know, think that something was okay and then change his mind or vice versa. So we'll see. 844-500-4242. Let's take a couple of calls on Fauci here. Lee, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Lee.
The collective blood pressure of your audience goes through the roof when you pay cuts of that idiot Fauci. So here's what I think they should do. Put him in one of those trial balloons and send him off into Kamala's space. I can't take anymore, Howie. You gotta stop playing.
I gotta play, Lee. I gotta play one more here. This is about how, you know, he's a man more sinned against than sinning, as you know, as I always say about King Lear. King Lear, this guy is as nutty as King Lear. There's no question. He's nuttier than King Lear. King Lear never thought he could stop diseases. Cut two.
Political elements in society have determined that now they're going to villainize me.
Elements.
So they're going to take the person who was very much admired for reasons of caring for the public health and making it a symbol of everything that's wrong with the world is me. I'm destroying democracy. I'm taking away people's freedom. I'm doing all kinds of crazy things. I should criminalize me, arrest me, kill me, hang me, whatever they want to do.
No,
that
jail
led to a lot
suffice.
Of death threats, which is the reason why I have to have security. But it is purely a reflection of profound and really unfortunate divisiveness in society, which spills over
people
beyond.
People would just follow my orders.
And
would have no
that
divisiveness. He's saying.
I mean, we have gotten into an arena or an era of what I call the normalization of lies.
Takes one to know one. You ever hear about the pot calling the kettle black? John, you're next with Howie Carr. Quickly, John, very quickly. Oh, we don't have time. We don't have time for any more. We've normalized lies. Who would have ever thunk it? 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. So much going on here today, and it's, you know, it's Friday afternoon. Anything could happen. There could be another filing in the John Durham case. We could learn more about the Yoda phones. That are everyone's dreaming of a Yoda phone. If you can't. Your mom, if she can't get something from 1-800-Flowers or the Diamond XL ring, she probably wants a Russian Yoda phone like the one that Vladimir Putin gave to Donald Trump so he could give him orders. Anyway, 844-500-4242. Jaisal Kariya, the former mayor of Fall River, is in prison today. His number, his new name is 01205-138. And he's in I think it's pronounced Berlin, New Hampshire. It's like a revolving door. You know, yesterday they let out Dave Nangle, who was the crooked state rep, former state rep from Lowell. He was a good buddy of Charlie Parker and Karen Pay-to-Play-Polito. We've run multiple pictures of them together and yucking it up. He was put into home confinement yesterday after doing very short time. And as Dave Nangle goes out of federal custody into home confinement, Jaisal Kariya goes in.
It's a circle of life.
It is. That's exactly what it is. The circle of jailbird life. Jailbirdus Massachusettsness. All right, now it's time for Grace's News.
All right, Howie, I'm going to start with the really sad news of today. Texas National Guard soldier missing after mission to rescue migrant from river. And according to reports, multiple sources told Bill Mulligan and told Fox that a Texas National Guard soldier drowned today in Eagle Pass while trying to save migrants in the water.
By the way, we have another illegal alien story in the news. You know, there was this horrible, horrible murder in New York City last weekend in Queens. This woman, I think she's originally from Russia, Orsalya Gal. Her husband and her son were out looking at colleges on the West Coast. And so she was out drinking, and then she went home, and she was attacked by a former lover that had been the handyman at the house, and they arrested him. And after he murdered her, stabbed her 60 times, and put her body in a duffel bag, and dragged it to the woods, he sent a text message to her husband saying he was coming to kill the rest of the family. His name is David Bonola. Would you care to guess his immigration status as it's reported today? The story is broken just now, Grace?
Yes, I would care. Is he an illegal alien?
Si, senor. He is from Mexico. He came to the United States from Mexico 21 years ago. Apparently, he was a big perv in this fairly ritzy part of Queens. And he was always hitting on women at the Starbucks and trying to seduce them, and just a horrible, horrible individual. And an illegal alien. He was just coming to America to kill the women that Americans couldn't be bothered killing, as to paraphrase George W. Bush.
Well, it's interesting that you should say a ritzy part, because we've been seeing that a lot lately. I don't know if you read the stories, Howie, about what's happening in L.A., but the cops are warning a lot of people who are coming out of high-end stores and, you know, fancier neighborhoods to be careful, because they're being targeted now. A lot of criminals think it's a great time to make a quick hit and get away with it, or at least be released earlier than you normally would be.
Right. And now Andrew Cuomo is writing op-ed pieces in the New York newspaper saying, you know, we got a big problem with this no bail law in New York State. And I read it and I think I'm not the only one who's thinking, say, who signed that law? When it reached his desk in Albany, that would be Andrew Cuomo, the guy who's now complaining about the law he signed into effect.
Yes, Howie, and other...
It's great being a Democrat, isn't it, Grace?
Yeah, it really is. And Andrew Cuomo just, he keeps chiming in. It's like, ugh, enough. Disney is set to rank among worst performing stocks in 2022 as company prepares to be stripped of its special privileges in Florida. Stocks tumble 31% from a year ago. I said this yesterday to you, Howie, but I'm standing by it. All of these progressives should really band together and start donating to a GoFundMe for the CEOs of Disney, because this is just, this isn't right.
Do you remember when the deplorables invaded the Capitol on January 6th and they were interfering with a legislative process?
Yes.
Grace? And that was an insurrection, right?
Right.
So did you see what happened in Tallahassee yesterday when the Florida House of Representatives was voting to strip Mickey Mouse of his special privileges?
Yeah, there was a bit of a meltdown.
Yeah, it you know what? I'm going to play some. I'm going to play. Kind of reminded me of an insurrection. Cut 17.
Representative Fine, you're recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It seems as Mickey and Minnie have joined us in the chamber today. That said, this is the bill that we discussed yesterday.
Members, we will either go into structured debate or we will call the previous question. Representative Renner, you're recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move the previous question on the bill.
Representative Renner moves the previous question
on the bill. You almost think Brett Kavanaugh was down there in Tallahassee the way they're behaving.
DeSantis just signed the bill, by the way. I know, it's been a lot of wins this week for conservatives. Not Kevin McCarthy kind of conservatives, but actual conservatives are doing pretty well.
I've been comparing the Reedy Creek development district, or whatever it is, to a improvement district, to a tribal reservation. Someone today, though, was I just texted and said it's like the Vatican in Italy. I think that's more appropriate. You know?
Yeah.
They have their own laws. They have their own zoning.
Yeah, they could have kept it if they just stayed.
They have
out
their
of
own
politics.
Swiss guards.
But this is the funny part, is they had to throw in their two cents, you know? They had to throw their weight around, and it ended up biting them in the behind, and now everyone's saying, well, it's a free market. They should be able to say what they want. They can say what they want, but Ron DeSantis can also react to it, and, you know, he can make some moves himself. So
Grace, I have a million old sayings that I love to throw out. In this case, I need to trot out another one. Never let your rear end.
Yeah, right.
Never let your mouth write a check your rear end can't cash.
No, that is so true. It's like, okay, you want to talk the talk, let's see you walk the walk. And if you feel this passionately about it, then you should be fine paying your fair share. Because how, you know how they say, if it saves one life, if mm-hmm. Disney paying that extra $200 million shows us just a little bit more about their moral compass, then I think it's worth it.
And you're right, Grace. It's just their fair share.
It's just their fair share.
You know, they've been reaping windfall profits.
You have to say it like Joe Biden, though. They're just paying their fair share. That is a line for him, Howie. I could have a game show where you have a line from Joe Biden and the audience has to guess, is he going to yell it or is he going to whisper it? And fair share is a whisper line every time.
Disney has saved billions of dollars. Not a joke. For real!
Not a joke.
But pay your fair share.
Yeah, it's always a whisper. By the way, Howie, there was a great scene today on CNN. I don't know if it was today or yesterday. CNN Plus host Brian Stelter brought on this guy, Matt Baloney.
Matt Baloney? aptly named Matt Baloney. No matter how you slice it, it's still Baloney.
I might be pronouncing it
as
wrong.
As Governor Al Smith said.
I might be pronouncing it wrong, but I'm going to keep it the way I'm saying it. So Matt Baloney, and I want to read you this one line. I didn't even bother with the audio, but I think this line is so beautiful. He says to CNN Plus host Brian Stelter, "I think I'm making history right now. I've never been on a program talking about the demise of that program." A little bit uncomfortable for Brian Stelter. And by the way, there are tweets saying that CNN Plus, you know, the end of CNN Plus is just the beginning for people at CNN, that they're going to start to try to, you know, kind of cut off some of the dead weight and some of the people that aren't news. And as Taylor pointed out earlier today, that doesn't leave a lot of people left.
Grace, I've been involved in a lot of these situations over the decades. There's never just one layoff.
Yeah, it's probably the beginning of this. It's going to snowball, as they say. And I don't know how, if you saw some of the articles today commenting on all the things that lasted longer than CNN Plus, but one of them from Town Hall did mention New Coke. New Coke actually lasted 79 days, which when you
Tom Brady's retirement. I tweeted one out, but I forgot to mention Tom Brady's retirement.
Tom Brady's retirement. I like this one, too. The flood. The flood lasted 40 days. Mm-hmm. Transitory inflation lasted 14 months. The food in your cupboards, 2-plus months. Joe Biden's failed 1988 and 2008 presidential campaigns, 106 and 335 days, respectively. Mm-hmm. And also Jeffrey Epstein in jail, 35 days.
That's a good one.
The Senate trial, Bill Clinton, 36 days. So CNN Plus, I mean, that's tough. By the way,
Jaisal Correa's six continuances before he went to prison this afternoon.
Howie, could I also just give a small plug here to my latest piece in Spectator?
Yes.
Latest piece in Spectator, I'm talking about how Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders are both mulling over presidential runs in 2024 and how I think we should go older. I think we need people who are even older than Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders, and maybe we can combine them into a mega old ticket.
Well, I'm gonna throw out a name I mentioned in the first segment, Grace, Dr. Paul Ehrlich. He survived all the disasters he predicted on the first Earth Day in the decade after that. He's 89 years young. He
Jimmy
won't be
Carter's
90.
Eligible for another term.
Yeah, you know what I think, guys?
There you go.
This is a little bit of a brainstorm. This is what we call a Howie Carr Show think tank right here. But here's my idea. We get all these people together. Now, Bernie and Joe are going to be the main people on the ticket. Mm-hmm. But these people could all be part of the cabinet. You know how they say the adults are back in the room? These are like the super adults because they're all, you have to be over 80.
Superannuated adults.
Yeah, you have to be over 80 to be part of this new team of Avengers.
Pelosi.
The blue-haired Avengers.
Pelosi, Dianne Feinstein,
yeah,
Pat Leahy, and we got to have affirmative action. James Clyburn, he's 83 years young.
We can throw in a Republican too, Chuck
Maxine
Grassley.
Waters, another 83-year-old.
Yeah,
yeah.
There's so many.
Chuck Grassley.
Chuck
Grassley's only 89 or 86, something like that.
Yeah, I think this could
Mitch,
be fun.
Mitch McConnell has passed the big 80.
So if you want to check that out, it's at spectatorworld.com. As you can see, it's a fun topic, so make sure you give it a read.
Okay, great. And they can also check out my column on I wrote about the woke requirements for the new PC police commissioner in Boston. You can read up. You can read that column at howiecarshow.com. It's right on the homepage.
And by the way, Howie, I will be back later for Police Blotter Facts Friday.
Thank you very much, Grace.
Thank you, sir.
All right. 844-500-4242. That could be the Depends cabinet, says 207. No, it's the, you know, I tell you what, at the White House, they're going to have an early bird special if those adults take over. 844-500-4242. I love MyPillow's products. I sleep with their pillows. I wear their slippers. I dry off with their towels. But there's one thing that makes my night complete, and that's their Giza Dream Sheets. They're luxurious and soft and help me sleep so well. MyPillow sheets are made with the world's best cotton called Giza. They're ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. Trust me, once you try them, you'll never sleep on anything else. Giza Dream Sheets come in a variety of sizes and colors. This is the best offer they've ever had for their Giza Dream Sheets. The offer is 60% off as low as $39.99. This is for a limited time only, so please take advantage of it before it goes away. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Square. You'll find this amazing offer and deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, towel sets, and more.
Howie, I have the mattress topper, I have the pillows, I have the pajamas, I have the sheets, and I actually just changed my sheets this past week, and Will said to me, I forgot how soft these sheets are. The MyPillow sheets are really unbelievable, and I have the pink ones, but you can get them in all different colors.
The slippers are great, too. I was wearing some of the slippers. I was wearing their slippers today.
My pillow made Howie a slipper guy.
And the pajamas are really good, too. I was telling Taylor the pajamas are the perfect kind of fabric where they keep you warm, but they also keep you cool.
They even come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. This is all MyPillow products and a 10-year warranty. Call 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com. And don't forget to use the code word Howie for those great discounts. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return after this brief commercial break. He's been called the Nostradamus of our time.
You know something? If you liberals go on getting your way, we're all going to hear one big loud flush. That's the sound of the USA going down the toilet.
He's Howie Carr.
774 says, are there dark clouds over CNN Plus? Are the walls closing in? They're hearing the footsteps, too. Yeah, that's a good point. Now, I cracked up. Greg Gutfeld had this amazing. He couldn't stop giving Chris Wallace the shot last night. On every time, he would always bring up something and give Chris Wallace the shot. And again, I didn't have to work in the same building with him, but he was a guest on my show about this time every Friday for years. He was such a sanctimonious, smug, self-satisfied, preening, you know. I've talked before about how, you know, there's no farm system. He's 75. He's not quite young enough to be in that elderly cabinet. But, you know, in those days, most people would come up through the ranks. He never came up through the ranks because he was Mike Wallace's son. He was like an intern or something at the Globe. That was his break-in paper, and then he just moved right up through the ranks. But anyway, this is Greg Gutfeld giving him some grief last night. Cut number 19.
The Democratic bench is thinner than Chris Wallace's demo reel from CNN Plus.
Right then.
Thanks. I just needed to get that in there. But BLM has done to black people what Chris Wallace did to CNN Plus. Entice them with a promise and then ditch them on the side of the road. I'm going to do this every segment, so just get used to it. Well, to quote Chris Wallace, I don't think the credibility of this initiative is sustainable. It is a challenge that we will be facing, but a lot of the solutions that are coming from the left are unreliable, whether it's solar panels or windmills. I mean, look at CNN Plus, how much money they invested in wind power by hiring Chris Wallace. All right, so look for independent voices with free time. And I guess that eliminates Chris Wallace.
Oh.
John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Howie. First time, long time. Hey, I just thought your listeners would be interested in hearing. My family and I returned from Mexico yesterday evening.
Yeah.
And, you know, of course, you're coming off the jet. You're worried about customs, just getting through customs to get home. But who intercepted us was the CDC. and they were randomly grabbing passengers, looking for the vaccine passports and negative COVID test.
Why didn't you just tell them you were an illegal alien, John, and they would have let you go? They would have given you a cell phone and an EBT card.
Exactly. That's exactly what I was thinking as I was walking by them, but they already had a backlog of passengers, so luckily they didn't grab myself or my kids.
God. They're hassling American citizens as they're opening the border to a flood tide, a swarm, a horde of these illegal aliens, untested, and not just CDC, not just COVID, more serious diseases.